Well, good morning, family. Can you hear me okay? Well, don't do what I did on a Mother's Day in 1993. I will never forget this Mother's Day for the rest of my life. Believe it or not, during that time frame, I was studying at Lipscomb, and John Payne's a dear friend of mine. Had him in teachers of several classes of mine. Maybe some of you know John. He's a great man of God, missionary in New Zealand for many years, and now he's working at Wilson Avenue. And so he said, "Chris, hey, I need your help. Can you preach for me for the summer there and of 93? And I said, "Sure, I'd be glad to help out." So, I was all excited. I was wanting to get into, the Sermon on the Mount. I was planning on going through the Sermon on the Mount for that summer. So we got into the Beatitudes. And that Mother's Day, this was my message. Blessed are those who mourn. I got some looks from women after that service. I thought they were going to kill me. But I wasn't very sensitive to the idea of honoring mothers that day. I know today is a special day for most of you. For some of you, this may be a difficult day. Mother's Day is a blessing for some of us, and some of us it's hard. Maybe some of you have wanted to be mothers, but for some reason you haven't been able to have children. Perhaps you didn't have a good mother growing up. Maybe you have negative memories of your mother. For some of you, your mother's died this last year. So this Mother's Day is a very difficult one. And this may be difficult as well because for some mothers, they've lost children in death, and they often think about their children on this day. Some mothers here today are thinking about their child who has walked away from God. So for some of us, it's a difficult day. I find it extremely interesting that the Ten Commandments contains a command to honor our mother and our father. And here it is, Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord God gives you. And Moses would add in Deuteronomy 5, verse 16, and that it may go well with you in the land. Let's pray as we begin. Father, all of us are here today by your will and also by the fact that a mother decided to take care of us. And we honor them today and we thank you for their sacrificial love, their giving spirit that they all have. And we thank you today that you've blessed us with them. Help us today and teach us as we study your word and talk about how we can honor our mothers. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want you to notice that command in verse 12, honor your father and mother, so, here's the blessing, that you may live long in the land the Lord God gives you. It's interesting, the word to live long does not mean live long in years, because some young people have been very honoring of their parents, have died young. To live long means a quality life that is filled with God's favor. If you have your outline, go ahead and fill that word in, God's favor, because that is exactly what it means in that text. The key word here is the word honor. And it's interesting, in the Hebrew, the word honor means to be heavy. In other words, a mother has a lot of responsibility, and she should be respected because she carries the heavy weight of being an authority in the household, of taking care of children, all those things that have to do with being mothers. You know, sometimes we speak of certain dignitaries as being, heavyweights. The commandment calls for the treating of our parents as VIPs because they deserve it. So to honor means to treat with dignity and with respect. And I believe this includes grandmas, and I believe it also includes adopted mothers, stepmothers, okay? It also includes mothers-in-law. You know, if you're a follower of Jesus, I think it's important to show the same respect to your stepmom as it is your own mother. I have a stepmother that lives in Washington, D.C., with my dad. I don't call her mom, but I do always try to show her respect. And I would even say, mothers-in-law, is an important time to bless them and to honor them. And I'm I'm blessed to have a wonderful mother-in-law. And she's here today with my father-in-law. And I'm not saying that because she's here now, y'all. I'm saying it because it's the real McCoy. She has always made me feel a part of the family, and I love her dearly. She's been just a real blessing in my life. Now, if we're followers of Jesus, we need to honor every person, every mother, because they're created in God's image. So how do we honor our mothers? Well, there's two things in Scripture that talk about what it means to honor. First of all, we need to speak and treat them respectfully. I find it interesting in Exodus 21, in verses 15 and 17, anyone who attacks or curses their mother or father will be put to death. Imagine if that law was in effect today. Can you imagine the disrespect some of our children show us? It's powerful to think that was a command. That's how intense God wants us to show respect for our families and honor our mothers. God's command to honor our mother does not come with qualifications. You know, it doesn't, you know, honor your mother as long as she treats you right or does nice things for you. Why should we honor our mothers? Because she's your mother. She gave you birth. She changed your poopy diapers at 3 a.m. She cleaned up the puke in your bed at 4 a.m. And then she was up at 6 o'clock fixing you breakfast. Your mother deserves respect and honor because women naturally, and mothers especially, are sacrificial givers. Very touching story. Solomon Rosenberg and his family were sent to Auschwitz in the 1940s during the World War II to Nazi concentration camp Auschwitz. And his parents were immediately executed. So that left Solomon with his wife and his two sons, Joshua and Jacob. Jacob had a problem. He had a problem. He had a handicap. He was couldn't walk well. He struggled with some handicaps. So Solomon was constantly worried whenever he would go to work each day in the camp whether he would see his son again at night. And one day his greatest fear was realized. Jacob was missing. He rushed and he saw his son Joshua in the corner crying, weeping. And he said, "Where's Jacob?" The boy said, "They came and they took him." Joshua said, "Then where is Mama?" Solomon said, "Where is your mother?" And he said, "When they came to get Jacob, Jacob cried out, 'Mother, help me!' And his mother stood up, she smiled, and she walked towards him, and she said, 'Let me go with you so you won't be afraid.' And she walked off to the gas chambers with her son." That's sacrificial love. Mothers will do anything for the love of their child. Last October, I heard an incredible story of a woman who gave her life so her child could live. Her name was Stacy Krim. She was from England. She became pregnant, and right after she became pregnant, she discovered that she had neck and brain cancer. And to receive radiation to save her life would kill the unborn child, so she chose not to have the radiation. The baby was born 3 months premature and weighed only 2 pounds. A nurse at the hospital arranged for the mother to hold her daughter, and 3 days after Stacy held her child, she died. This mother's life was in danger, yet she chose life for her child. You know, while we admire and respect those mothers who have shown us sacrificial love, what about those mothers who have shown little love? Some of us have difficulty forgiving our mothers. Like a lady I met in the inner city one day named Danielle. Her mother had a crack addiction so bad that when Danielle was 10, she would be sold to guys for sex to pay for her crack addiction. I remember studying with Danielle, and we talked about forgiveness, and she said, "There's no way I can forgive my mother." She goes, "Don't go there. Don't go there." That's the kind of hurt I'm talking about. Maybe you, that didn't happen to you as a child, but maybe you, when you think of your mother, you had some problems growing up with her, and you had some problems, and you feel like she hurt you deeply. So this is kind of a hard thing, to idea of thinking about honoring our mother. I think we need to understand something. Honoring and loving are two different principles, okay? I think we need to understand that those two ideas are two separate ideas. Lewis Smedes offers a great way to help you understand the difference between loving and honoring. He says, the commandment to honor parents doesn't tell children to feel happy about their parents or to enjoy camping with them or even having them over to dinner. It says nothing about happy emotional relationships. All that it commands is honor. The commandment is concerned with family structure and the role of parents and teachers and leaders in the family. Love is not as a natural impulse. Honor is a moral choice. Very well said. So love and honor are two different principles. We can honor our parents even if we're struggling with the things that have happened in our past. And that leads into another thought. Understand forgiveness, the idea of forgiving your mother is not for her, it's for you. Forgiveness is something that we all need to work through at times in our lives. And maybe some of you here today have some unforgiveness towards your family, towards your mother especially. If you ask God, He will help you work through any unforgiveness that you may be struggling with. Another way to honor our mothers is to honor them and do it as if you're doing it unto the Lord. Now, if you're a follower of Jesus, you should seek to honor your mother, whether she deserves it or not. Because if you honor her, you're honoring God. We sometimes forget that loving our neighbor as ourselves also includes our family, also includes difficult people, difficult mothers, difficult fathers. I'm not saying it's going to be an easy thing, but if you look, at loving your difficult mother as doing it unto the Lord, God will help you and He will be pleased and He will honor that, even if your mother does not change. When we think about honoring our mothers, how do we speak about our mothers in public? Do you talk bad about her? Do you complain of what she's doing and say to your friends, my mother's just annoying? And you can always tell if someone dishonors their mother in public by the way they speak about them. We should not expect God's favor when we dishonor our mother in public. What you need to do today is you need to get on the phone, or you need to call your mom, or you need to go see your mom, or your mother-in-law, or your grandma, and you say, look, I'm sorry I have not always honored you. Please forgive me. I did that this past Friday. I was preparing this message and thinking about honoring mothers, and I thought to myself, I haven't been very honorable towards my mother. Been very disrespectful of her in public, talked about her in negative ways. And so I called her on Friday, shocked her. And I said, Mom, I'm doing a sermon on Sunday called Honoring Your Mother, and I feel like a total hypocrite if I'm going to stand up in front of people and talk about this if I'm not doing it. And I know I've not honored you with my life. I've said things, I've done things, and I'm really sorry, and I hope you will forgive me. My mom's not a Christian, and I'm hoping and praying that by doing that, she will see Christ in me. She was surprised, but she said, oh, honey, don't worry. You've already told me that before. I'd forgotten that I had, but I wanted to do it again. What's another way we can honor our mothers besides speaking with them respectfully and treating them with respect? We need to provide and look after them in their old age. I love this passage from 1 Timothy 5:4. If a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn, first of all, to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents. For this is pleasing to God. I find it amazing how God gives us the opportunity to pay back our mothers and our fathers, of course. And some of you here are doing that very thing right now. Some of you are taking care of your mothers in their old age. And I know it's stressful. I know it's difficult at times. And I know it may try your patience. But you know what? It pleases God. So do it as if you're doing it unto the Lord. Do it for God. and for your mother. You need to hang in there and be patient and loving towards your mother because she gave you birth. Why is our culture so messed up? You know, Wednesday you hear what our president thinks about homosexuality. We've not only got that problem, we've got adultery as a huge problem, divorce in our country, sexual immorality, our prisons are overflowing, we have consistent problem with morality in our country. But you know what? It all goes back to the home. It goes back to the family unit. If there is no respect, there is no order. If there is no honor for your mother or father, there is going to be chaos. And that is why we have the problems in our world, and especially in our country today. And this is why we need to get back to the Bible as the foundation for our lives. Because it promises us, if you honor your father and mother, you may live a long life in the land the Lord God gives you. That's a promise. And as God's people, it is time for us to set the example for the rest of the world. Because people are looking at us. How we honor our parents speaks to the world around us. I've asked Keith Holt if it's okay if I share this publicly. But and he gave me his permission. Last fall, I don't remember what month it was, Keith's mom was dying. She was up in Nashville in a hospital, and I told Keith one day, I said, I'll go up with you to encourage your mom and encourage you. And I wasn't prepared for what I was going to see. His mother was really struggling. She had tubes down her throat. And she was just really uncomfortable. You could just tell she was not comfortable at all. And I will never forget, to the day I die, I had never seen a man honor his mother the way he did that day. He stroked her hair. He said, Mom, it's going to be okay. I love you. I'm here. Don't worry. It's going to be all right. You're having trouble breathing. It's going to be okay. I'm here. And I'm sitting there going, I came up here to minister, and he's ministering to me. And just blowing me away by his love for his mother. Thank you, Keith, for your wonderful example of how to honor our mothers. Powerful example. In closing, I would like to ask, if you are a mother, a grandmother, or a stepmom, please stay seated. The rest of you, I'd like for you to stand. Okay, don't stand up. if you're a mother, grandmother, stepmother, please stay seated, okay? We want to applaud our mothers and honor them today. As Proverbs 31:28 said, her children arise and call her blessed. I would like everyone standing, children included, to show your thanks to these moms, all the moms and grandmas around you who pour their lives into ours, and just tell them you are blessed today. Do that right now if you would. You're blessed. Oh. You're blessed. As we close up today, I want to remind you of Proverbs 31 and verse 30. Please stay standing. Please remain standing. It says, a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. We praise God for those mothers here today who honor. These women are here because they honor and they worship the God of heaven, and they should be applauded and appreciated. Let's give them a round of applause for that. Now today, if you're here and you have not begun your relationship with God, I want to encourage you, for those of you that have never been baptized before, if you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, if you say, yes, in my heart, I know I've sinned against God and I've hurt Him, I'm ready to change my ways and I'm ready to go God's way, baptism is where we begin that relationship with God, and we can baptize you today. Maybe today, too, maybe you've strayed away from the Lord, you've been baptized, but you're just needing the prayers and encouragement of this congregation. Whatever your need is, Tommy's going to sing, and if we can assist you, please come forward.
Calling for you and for me. See, on the portals He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not His mercies, mercies for you and for me? Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love He has promised, promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, He has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home.
Please be seated.
There are few thoughts more precious than the thought of coming home, as that song referred to the home that God has for each of us and His desire that we be with Him. And it's in that mind and with that mind that we rejoice with Jackie Holman for her decision to come home, to be with God, to take His open embrace and love, be baptized into following Him. Jackie has studied for a while with Chris and expressed her desire to be one of God's children, to be counted as His and have that place in heaven for her. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank You for Jackie, for her love for You, for her recognition of the gift that we have through the grace offered through Your Son. We pray that You'll be with her this day as she begins her life anew as a child of Yours. Take her in Your hands. Hold her closely. Protect her all the days of her life and help her to know the love and peace that only you give, dear God. We praise you and pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Okay, and Jackie will be baptized immediately following. We'll go over here and hopefully a number of you can join in with that. Just want to leave with some thoughts. Elders thought we would just want to try to say something at the end of each service to try to, something from God's Word that we could take with us during the week. And I just got to think, today's Mother's Day, and today is honoring Mother's Day. And I just got to thinking, you know, what could I say to honor mothers? So I got to thinking, I had remembered telling people that nobody is going to love you more than your mother. Nobody. Not your husband, not your children, nobody. That's a person that's going to love you regardless. I can just remember at times when I did something my mother could be proud of, she was excited, and I knew that she loved me, and I'm sure that we've all experienced that. And even in times when I know of other people that have done things that they weren't so proud of, that you know that your mother still loved you. There's not a thing that we could do on earth that our parents, our mother particularly, wouldn't love us. So I just want us to leave with that thought and just to kind of carry it with us, that just how important and how strong a mother's love really is. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for making mothers as they are, giving them something so special that fathers cannot even come close to that. That love that they have, that love that they show, the dedication that they give in their life to for their children, for that awesome, just almost non-understandable love and care and nourishing that they give to their children. Father, so today, let's help us to honor them, to lift them up, and to thank you for the way that you've made them. As we pray in Jesus' name, amen.